Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. So grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over a few bits and bobs to do a Season of Discovery, some easier things to help out those who are newer to the game as well. But we'll start off with Season of Discovery. So I hopped onto the forums, as I usually do, looked around, looked for some interesting posts, and this one caught my eye. It's quite funny. SOD is not classic, so Andy's everywhere, shut it. Yeah, it's a great title, I guess. SOD is a completely different iteration of WoW. It has the setting of pre-Cata. This is not classic WoW, but comparing it to classic, but whining, you classic class sucks. Your classic class sucks now, and or others are overpowered. If you want classic, go play actual classic. SOD is so is to literally discover an entire new playstyle set in the old version of Azeroth. That's it. Shut up about the this is classic wow wow wow. Gonna tell you all classic Andes the same thing you idiots tell everyone else that don't like it. Go play a different version and leave this one alone. Okay, so this guy is clearly happy, but there is some important things to dissect it. So, firstly, SOD is a different iteration of World of Warcraft. I'll take these line by line. So, SOD is a completely different iteration of WoW. It is. It is a version that is set in Azeroth, classic Azeroth, but it is meant to bring every class onto the level of what Warrior is at max level. That's DPS-wise, that's tanking-wise, you know, that's redesigning the classes in Classic to make them viable, such as Feral Druids, Balanced Druids, you know, stuff like that. So that everyone who wants to play the spec that they want can do in this version of World of Warcraft, which is amazing. And it does give it that sandbox sort of feel. It has the setting of pre-Cata. This is not classic WoW. It isn't. It's a classic World of Warcraft, in a sense, but it is not classic WoW. So what I mean by that is it's the old world of World of Warcraft, but it is not the classic version in terms of class design, class balancing, etc. Quit comparing to classic, quit whining at you classic your classic class sucks and others are overpowered. This is always going to be a thing, no matter what World of Warcraft, no matter what iteration, no matter what MMO, there are going to be overpowered specs, there's going to be underpowered specs, there's going to be stuff that needs changing balance-wise. It's always the way that it is. So, back in 2019, 2020, etc., etc., you had Classic. And what Warriors and Rogues were powerhouses in terms of DPS back in Classic, purely on the basis of world buffs being a very high factor. So these classes scale off of stats a lot more so than what ranged DPS do. And obviously the more buffs slash stats that are in the game, the better damage that they can do, etc. So these classes, by the end of Naxxramas, were so powerful, it was unreal. And that's what Blizzard want to bring to the table in SOD. They want to bring every class up to that level instead of bringing everything down. Don't get me wrong, some classes are still not great, but I see a lot of Warriors complaining about, oh, we're the lowest DPS and stuff. Blizzard literally released a ranking, SOD for the phase 2, and Warriors, DPS Warriors, are still in the top 10 specs, damage wise. So I don't think you're in a bad spot, honestly. I can't remember where exactly, but there's really not a lot between all of it. So yeah, that it isn't that bad, to be honest with you. And Warriors only get better with their level and gear, so you know, it is what it is. If you want to play Classic, go play actual Classic. This is true. There are servers for World of Warcraft Classic. They are Classic Era servers, and you can play full Classic World of Warcraft on them, with no runes, no anything, no changes, nothing like that. And you can get the full Classic experience that way if you are wanting to. SOD is literally discover an entire new playstyle set in the old version of Azeroth. That's it. This is somewhat true. Some people make it their main, like to raid these new raids that are out in Season of Discovery, Black Fathom Deeps, Nomragon, and then the ones that are soon to be announced and stuff. I think that they're very cool raids. I think they are definitely different. A lot of people have complaints about the raids because some of them are quite simple. Now, my counter argument to this is that in Classic, you have to kind of make it simple. Obviously, there are some like bosses that go above and beyond that, such as Four Horsemen. Kel'Thuzad in his like grand manner is relatively simple. You just spread out and, you know, CC the mind control targets. It's kind of easy. But yeah, it's tough to design fights that are really complex when classes don't have these sort of things, such as like Stampeding Roar for speed ups, or Demonic Gateway, or Demonic Circle, or, you know, all of these mobility stuff and utilities that they've added into the game throughout the years. You can't really base a classic boss on that, so it is kind of tough to do that. If you don't, there isn't much else to this. It's just him saying, like, get over yourself. But if you don't like it, go and play a different version, leave this one alone. I do kind of agree, but at the same time, some people do enjoy Season of Discovery, and they genuinely put their opinions forward in order to try and better the game. No matter what, they might come about it wrong, they might think that it's the best idea, even if it's the worst, but at least their intention is to hopefully, you know, make it better and put their ideas out there for Blizzard to maybe balance it. If it's something like, you should give mages Arcanosphere that one-shots everything from retail, and it's like, okay, no, clearly that's not going to happen. You could put Arcanosphere in the game, potentially. Like, you can take that out of the statement and potentially use that later on, but you'd have to make it not one-shot everyone, as always. So, yeah, that's obviously where Season of Discovery is at right now. You've got a lot of people complaining. You've got a lot of people who are kind of getting angry over it, but I've been playing it recently for the past week or so, and I see it as a very sandbox mode and a very enjoyable mode, which is good fun. Moving on to the bit simpler ones now, but these are for more, you know, user-friendly ones, like new player guides, and, you know, if you don't know these sort of things, you might pick up on something as well. So, where is the portal to Blasted Lands? Now, this one's very simple. So, in Orgrimmar, actually, I don't know the Orgrimmar one. I'll need to check that out. But for Alliance, if you head into the Mage Tower, where all of the portals are located, at the base of the tower, or not the base, like the base of the inside of the tower is the best way to put it, you have four NPCs there. They are standing around and kind of talking to each other. You can interact with one of them, and one of them will say, take me to the Blasted Lands. That's how you get there. Alternatively, you can fly slash run there. It isn't a far journey, but you can talk to one of these NPCs and they will take you to the Blasted Lands. Now, I'm not too sure if it will take you to the Warlords of Draenor version or the Burning Crusade version. I think you'd have to talk to Chromie and select either Warlords of Draenor or Burning Crusade in order to essentially get to these points within the game. So you can go through the Burning Crusade portal, which is the dark portal, or you can go through the Warlords of Draenor portal, which is the dark portal, but I think you need to pick the version of WoW that you want to do in order to go through this. If you are wanting to go to Outlands, though, there is a Shattrath portal that can take you there in the Mage Tower. You can simply do that and then make your way to Hellfire Peninsula, however way you want. But for Horde, I'm pretty sure it would be the same. I'm just not sure where the NPC is. There will be a NPC that can teleport you to the Blasted Lands, huddled in or around the portal room inside Orgrimmar. And where the portal room in Orgrimmar is underneath the, what do you call it? The gates of Orgrimmar. So you're entering the gate of Orgrimmar. You have a, so you enter, you turn right, and then you turn left. to enter Orgrimmar, essentially. When you turn right, you just keep going straight, and like underneath, there's like a little passage. That is where your portal room is for those on Horde side. Next one is Help Cannot Fly. I quite like this title, I'm not going to lie. Returning player after 15 years away. Frustrated to say at the least, I leveled my original character to 62 in Northrend and started a new character in Zul'Dazar that is now level 43. I cannot figure out how to get either of them flying training. Both list dragon riding basics in the spellbook and both say to see a trainer. I cannot find a trainer. Went to Kildar riding trainer in Orgrimmar and the character has nothing. Tried to do expeditionary coordination quest to go to Dragon Isles, but I need to fly to reach the explorer and can't. How do I get either character able to fly? About to quit again for 15 years if I can't figure this out. I've seen some mention of receiving a quest at level 30 that says time to fly, but neither of my characters got this quest. Okay, so firstly, depends on what flying you need. If it is the Kalimdor one, Kalimdor / Eastern Kingdoms, the Cataclysm one, then it should be in your major city. It should be at Orgrimmar, and you might have it. Have you tried mounting up? Secondly, there are multiple different versions of flying. The best one that you can go to is head to an Outland trainer and start there. Go through the different iterations of flying. So flying was introduced in TBC. So what you should do is head to Burning Crusade flying trainer and see if you have anything to train there. Secondly, you should go to Northrend and get cold weather flying in case there is something that you need there, potentially. And then obviously Cataclysm would be your main hub, so Orgrimmar / Stormwind. Then you can get Mists of Pandaria. Actually, was Mists something that you had to pay? I can't recall. Warlords of Draenor was obviously a achievement. Actually, I'm trying to think. No, it was paid for in Cataclysm. So go through them three stages. So go to Burning Crusade Flightmaster, then Wrath, and then Cataclysm. See if that helps anything. If not, try and look to buy a mount or even just mount up immediately. But it should just be learned automatically, if I'm not mistaken. I can't really see why you wouldn't have it. It seems a bit weird because it should just give you flying now. I don't think you have to train it. I think you train your faster flying, if anything. So from like 150% flight speed to 280%. If it is your mount that you can't access, then it is simply going into your mount journal, which is shift P by default, and picking a flying mount and mounting up simply. Hopefully that helps. And for those who don't know, but you know, hopefully it does help a little bit. The last one is interesting. So please help with dragon riding. I know a lot of people do have this problem as well. When I jump off or fly, do you press auto run or walk or only use the icons for dragon flying? I don't get it. Help, please. Thanks. Now, for dragon riding, you have these things called vigor, and you collect more vigor by going through your dragon riding talents. The way that you get more of this like talents is by hitting glyphs that are located throughout the Dragon Isles. But to get started, say you have a few vigor points, you have a few abilities when you are maxed out, essentially. You have one that can ascend you, one that can give you a burst of speed, one that barrel rolls you to increase your speed quite quickly, and it also dismounts enemy players. And you have a couple other abilities that restore vigor, one halts your speed immediately, etc. But they're not really important. If you want to start off dragon riding, you simply use the one that accelerates you a bit or puts you into the air. So your vertical movement one, your y-axis. You want to use this a couple times, and this should give you enough speed to start, or this should get you enough momentum to start regenerating your vigor. Now, The way that you want to do this is when you're using these abilities, look up in sort of a diagonal. So think of it as maths, sadly, but you have a 90 degree angle. Like the way that you want to ascend is you want to be looking at a 45 degree angle upwards. And you want to do that twice. And then as you've done that, you want to gently pull your camera down so that you are not going 90 degrees, like level. You want to be going at a slight angle downwards to keep momentum going. It's all about momentum with dragon riding. And this will recharge your vigor as you go. And every time you want to get more altitude with your dragon riding ability, you simply look back up at that 45 degree angle and use it, and you will get a lot of height with it and a lot of distance. And this is just a lot of practice. It takes a lot of practice. If you do not have vigor to start off with and you're on a high pedestal, you can simply jump off this pedestal and look straight down, and you can pick up some speed very quickly. But it is a lot tougher to get going with that, to say the least, because if the pedestal isn't high enough, then you won't get enough vigor before you hit the ground. So you'd have to wait for your vigor to recharge, and then you get the ability to ascend again and stuff like that. It's a very tough one to explain, dragon riding, but it is momentum based. So you always want to be keeping your momentum going to recharge your vigor, and you want to be using your vigor essentially to get that y-axis back. You want to get that altitude back because you're constantly looking down at an angle to keep that momentum, to recharge the vigor. And, you know, the best way to ascend again is to spend it in order to gain some altitude. It just takes a lot of, you know, trial and error with dragon riding. I love it personally. I think it's a lot more engaging rather than the simple press numlock, go away for a minute, come back and you're at your destination. It's a lot more fun. It's a lot faster. And for me, it's very, very good. It just does take a bit of time to get used to. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening. As always, do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff happening over there. But thank you all very much once again. And go with Valor, friend. Goodbye.